You are now tuned in to Let's Talk Ferrella, and this is a new segment I like to call Cypher Something. I have some guest stars with me that I'm going to introduce you after this amazing beat. Shouts out to Bob. Blah! Yeah, toxic masculinity. Like, toxic masculinity is like when you fucking, like, when you get mad as fuck and you feel like you can't talk to nobody because as a man, you're not allowed to, like, discuss how you feel. Or, like, if your girl piss you off, you're not allowed to, like, express it to her because it's, like, some pussy shit or something. Or it's, like, you'll just, like, find yourself lost in the train of thought. Because you can't talk to nobody.
Yeah, I feel like I'm that way. You know, I just keep it to myself because it's, like, you know, I wouldn't want someone else knowing what I'd be going through. So it's like, I'd rather just keep it to myself. But I know it's bad because, like, you know, building all that up will eventually drop down on me.
Yeah.
At one point in my life. And, like, once it does, it's like, that shit hurts.
Yeah.
It hurts because it's like, you know, you putting all that on, like, all that weight on your shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, once it comes off, you know, there's a relief after, obviously. But it's like, that time being, you know, building it all up is like, it's cool until it actually drops.
And I feel like in men of color, like black men, Asian men, Hispanic men specifically, I feel like we get incarcerated the most because in our cultures we get, oh, don't cry, you a man.
Don't
talk about it, you a man. Keep that shit to yourself, handle it yourself. And it's like when we find ourselves in them little moments where all that anger finally builds up and we explode because we don't know how to talk because we can't. We don't know how to cry because we can't, and we don't talk to nobody because you can't trust nobody.
Yeah.
And you get a little young nigga killing somebody because it was like a little disagreement.
Yeah.
Or you get like a nigga put in jail for life over a little tiny situation that could have just easily been talked over. But it's like, oh, you a man talking shit out his pussy. You might as well just smoke him. And it's like, damn. And it's like, shit, why you think suicide is the highest end, man? Because it's like, shit. Men only are loved if they provide, and women and children are loved unconditionally. We are only loved in the case that we provide something. Whether it be your bills, your car, like, something is provided for us to be loved. So it's like, shit, that shit a fucking nigga up.
Nah, it will.
That's some real shit.
Because I feel like it just makes, like, the guys feel like we can't do nothing. If we can't provide, you know, we're not worth nothing.
Yeah.
It's like, there's more to it, you know?
Yeah, and then that's why you have niggas so fucked up at a minimum wage job hating his life because the nigga don't know how to just maintain, stack, and then move on because his girl's seeing all these young niggas out here trapping and moving in the streets and you got niggas that's not doing shit like that and now they like, damn, now I gotta get in the streets to really get some money because this job ain't doing shit for me. And you got another nigga locked up.
And then that comes to like, bro, like that girl ain't really for you though. Cause it's like, why is she trying to look at other dudes and compare them to you? Like,
1,000%.
If she was really rocking with you, she would really try to put you in a better position. Not even trying to like.
She would talk to you better.
Yeah.
1,000%.
She would want to see you do good, you know, like make some legit money.
And even if you was at your lowest, like, you know, she'd be there to pick you back up, you know, help you up, you know, bring you to a better place.
Shit.
Yeah, but then it comes down to the female, though. That's what I think.
Yeah.
It's all up to her. Yeah, it's all up to her. If you see me down bad, like, I have no job, no none. Like, I'm barely getting by.
And if she stick around, bro, it's like you find yourself in situations like, bro, honestly, as men, all men, no matter what situation, you done thought about another female one time or another.
Of course.
You done thought about doing your Dougie one. They have. And it's like, with shit like that, fuck.
What?
It's like,
oh,
nah. Nah, cause, what the fuck was we just talking about?
What was in that week?
Huh?
Something was in that weed.
Nah, bro. You gonna make me fucking lose that shit, bro. What the fuck was I saying?
Toxic masculinity.
Toxic masculinity.
Yeah, that was a topic.
Okay, but.
It was different.
It was after the girls rocking with you.
Damn, you sober ass nigga, boy, you one handy ass nigga right now. Woo! Hey, nigga, my train of thought over here. This nigga, like, bro, come back over here, bro. But look, like, it's like with toxic masculinity, bro. It's like, damn. What was it again?
Your girl being solid, always being there for you.
It's like, nigga, yeah, when she holds you down, it's like, nigga, you gotta love and be loyal to her forever.
For real. Like, regardless of like how bad that other bitch is, you don't know if she'll treat her the same as, you know, your actual girl, you know, treats you.
Bro, 1000%. I've been with my girl over 10 years. I ain't never fucked around. Cause it's like, nigga, for one, I got with my girl got with me when I was hustling. I got a job with her. Still hustling, and then I got down bad because she was like, yo, I'd rather just work double hours at this job so you can stop hustling, make minimum wage at your shit job, and just hope you find something better. I'm like, nigga, I make enough money to pay for everything with this. She like, yeah, but I don't want you to do that no more. Yeah. Psh, nigga, held me down ever since then, bro. It's like, no matter what the female look like, I know for 1000%, bro, when it comes to temptation, sometimes bitches will just pop up in your life solely because they see how you treating that other woman. Mm-hmm. Like, a bitch won't even be fucking with you because you. She be fucking with you because she see you loving your girl right.
Yeah.
Because, nigga,
wants that love.
Come on, bro. How many times you been in a relationship all of a sudden you got bitches?
Yeah. Nah, true. Like,
and you sitting there like, what you doing at my DMs at 1 a.m., bitch?
Like, where was you at when I was trying to holler at you, like, in the hallways through high school? Like, you wasn't with me.
Bitch, really be sitting there like, babe. I am not. Like, the baddest females. Oh, my mama, bro. Okay, damn. Like, the baddest females too. Hey, and bro, I be sitting there like, bro, I really don't know why she hit me up. You lying. Yeah. No, I am not. I have not talked to this bitch in like 3 years. Boy,
nigga.
I'm on my, I'm like, babe, look. She only liked the pictures of us. Oh, yeah, that bitch being funny. In my DMs, sending me pics, bro. And it's like, nigga, I'm to a point where I've been rocking with her so much, bro. I feel like if you with your girl, you tell her everything.
I feel like that's because a girl knows another girl. You feel me? It's like, she knows how she is, so that's why she's like acting like that, acting like the way she was acting.
Yeah.
She knows how she plays.
Yeah. And it's like, nigga, if you really trying to, like, be on your boss shit, you can never have your woman feel inferior, especially if another bitch is trying to make that shit be out there. Mm-hmm. Like, boy, I tell you, bitches will really be on some trifling ass shit, nigga.
Yeah, it'd be crazy. Like, compared to, like, the shit that we do compared to what they have the potential of doing, it'd be scary. Bro. It'd be like, damn, you can fuck us up more than we can fuck you up.
Hey, what's the number one saying? Men cheat because we fuck when we can. Women fuck when they want to. Like, nigga, that's you go to a club, you don't know if you're going to get some ass.
Yeah.
Nigga, your girl at home, she sleep, you just had a 10-hour shift. Nigga, you at the club, a bitch throwing ass, so you going to be sitting there like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's not like I'm going to see her tomorrow.
Yeah.
She lives in Sac. It's not like she'll ever be in my city. And you're going to be sitting there like, damn. And nigga, in reality, your girl could really just be in somebody DMs like, yo, slide.
So that means girls is easier to get, like, to do you wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. 1000%. Because when they do it, boy, you're going to be sick.
Yeah, like.
You're going to be sick. But look, though, when they do it, it's because they show they monogamy by being loyal. But when you do it, you don't feel as bad. Why? Because you still love your girl. Yeah. That nut didn't mean shit.
Yeah.
Right?
That nut just, like...
That nut just was a relief.
He was horny.
Niggas be caught up like, oh, babe, I loved you. And it's like, no, you didn't.
Yeah.
Because you busted that nut. And I always tell my young niggas, if you ever think about that, bro, go solo dolo. Mm-hmm. I promise you, after you bust that nut, you're not going to be thinking about cheating no more.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I promise you. 1000%.
It do be happening to me. I'm not gonna lie.
When you think about drifting?
When I think about drifting off, you know, I do my little Dougie in the shower.
Yeah, bro.
I forget about it. It's like, it just go away.
Bro, I promise you, because... No cap. No cap. As soon as you look, bro, you be on Instagram like, I'm gonna hit this bitch right now.
Yeah.
And then you be like, you know what? If my girl found out, she'll be sick. If I lost her, I'll be sick. I don't even want to spend my life with this bitch. If I had a baby with this bitch, she couldn't. You know what? Let me go.
Let me just go. Yep.
Come back out, nigga. I'm sitting there watching TV like, what was I thinking?
You second thing, you're like, man, this bitch ain't even cute. What was I?
She just got that bitch ass. Ain't even cute. She just got a little bit of booty. That's all. That's how it be.
Yeah.
Trust me, bro. Always be. I don't know. I always tell my niggas, because shit, niggas give me a lot of shit for trying to be rocking with my number one, but it's like, nigga, I don't know. I feel like cheating. I don't know. I feel like cheating, that sucker shit.
Yeah, yeah. Now it is.
I mean, for you especially, though, because you got history. I mean,
for some dudes,
it might be different. Like,
nah.
They might be young and they might just be reckless and they just want
don't to be cheat. With nobody. Mm. Don't be with nobody. That way you can fuck whoever you want, anytime you want.
And not but it's like, feel bad.
But it's like, I'm taking pictures with you. I'm meeting your mama.
Yep.
I'm going out with you. Yep. But I'm solely still having bitches on the side.
Yeah, no, I can't.
It's like,
can't
you don't do feel selfish because, nigga, you keeping her from being solely happy with somebody who really love her. And you saying you love her, but you throwing your dick around.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's like, if your bitch was throwing her coochie around, how would you feel? How would you feel if you out in public and niggas was like, yo, Trig. So, your bitch was at the party sucking mad dick.
That would kill me. I'm not gonna lie, that would kill me.
That would kill you though, right? But look though, think about the explanation you would try to give your girl if they was like, yo, babe, Moif was at a party fucking a bitch. You gonna be sitting there like, man, she gonna be mad at me. Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna talk her out of it. Okay, she might make me go live with my mom, but I'm gonna come right back to the house. It's like, bro, why the fuck I wanna do any of that? It's like, if I'm going to be a dog, I'm going to be a dog. Mm-hmm. But it's like, if I'm going to be tied down, it's like, why not? Like, you feel me?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just feel like it's a respect thing. How you feel?
I don't know, man. I just...
You ever slipped up before?
Yeah.
How'd you feel after?
Feel like shit, bro.
Woo!
Feel like shit, hey. Bro. But then again, karma's a bitch, though.
It is.
Karma's a bitch.
Hey. And that's why...
I'm gonna hit you twice, boy.
That's why I be so huge on energy, bro. Oh, hey.
Yeah.
You're going to be sitting there like, damn, bro. Like, poof. That shit will hit you like a ton of bricks. Mm-hmm. And karma come right back and you're going to be sick. And how mad can you be when you the one that did it first? Yeah. And it might not even be with the girl you with. It'll be the next chick. You'll break up with her because she found out you get with the next chick. Oh, you love this bitch. Oh, I'm never doing it again. I'm never cheating on a bitch again. Oh my God, this...
It kind of changed you in a way, though. It kind of changes in a way.
It changed you, boy.
Because you learn your lesson.
You learn your lesson. Because as men, the curiosity always gets you.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
You're like, oh, nigga, that bitch got
it. Even the guilt, though. Like, the guilt.
Yeah, that
like,
guilt is gut-wrenching.
The guilt is going to get you. Like,
it be eating you up.
It be eating you up, bro. Like... Everything like you give, that shit crazy.
Like on the
whether
side,
she
like,
find out or not, you gonna be sitting there like,
yeah,
damn.
for sure.
Damn.
Like, nigga, that's why it's like I never wanted to be to that point. Like, nigga, it's been points where it's like I keep it so 1,000 to keep myself from getting to that point. I'd be like, bet this bitch said that she could meet me up. She had sucked the shit out of my dick. Don't you know this girl? She'd be like, damn, I do know that girl. I'm like. Nigga, I keep that shit all the way 1,000.
For sure.
But it's like, I keep it all the way 1,000 and expect the same thing. Like, I'd be like, hey, babe, I didn't thought about it. She'll be sitting there like, oh, yeah, for sure, me too.
But that's just what, like, every relationship need honesty, though.
You
need
honesty. Sure. You gotta be, bro. Yeah, gotta like,
honesty
like,
and trust, I feel like.
Honesty and
like,
trust.
What's trust without, like, what's a relationship without trust?
And that's why most niggas these days will say that they chick will ride harder for them than they own dog. Easily. Mm. You think your chick will ride harder for you than any of your boys?
I mean, I trust it. Yeah, like I said, I trust it. And I trust her enough to, like, you know, do whatever she, like, she can do whatever she wants. She's free to, like, wear whatever she want to wear.
Yeah.
Feel me? She go wherever she wants to go. But, like, I feel like for me, it's, like, communication plus, like, the trusting part. Like, I trust you enough to, like, you know, not, you know, suck the shit out of another nigga dick. So it's, like,
yeah.
I don't want to, you know.
Yeah, 100%.
I trust her fully. You know, I give her my full trust. To where it's like, once you break that trust, it's like, I can't look at you the same. Like, I'll forgive you, but never forget.
Okay. So if you cheated on your girl, would you want her to take you back?
If I cheated on my girl, and I want... to be honest...
Like, if she cheated on you, would you take her back? And, like, under what conditions? You think cheating is, like, workable?
Like I said, I'll forgive you, but I won't forget, and I'm sorry. I wouldn't be able to take you back.
Yeah.
What if you went and did your Dougie?
What's up?
What if you went and did your Dougie?
Damn.
She like, all right.
I said that'd be my fault, so I wouldn't even ask her.
To get even?
Oh, to get even?
You find out about her, she like, all right. Yeah. You know my friend?
But it has to line up. It has to happen naturally. Like,
yeah.
Like, I can't enforce it. Like, I can't want to be like, oh, I'm trying to go cheat on my girl because she cheated on me.
So but let's set this up.
It has to go in sequence. Like, I got to be out and about. Like, I got to be faded. I got to be off of hella drugs or something and then just fuck a bitch. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Off hella drugs and shit. Oh, why?
I'm just saying.
Because I feel like doing it sober, it would be different if you did it sober because you're intentionally doing it. Like being under the influence of some type, you know,
then you kinda drug, get a pass. Alcohol. You get a pass though, don't you? You get a pass.
It's kind of a pass, but it's like you kind of like don't know what you're doing. So it's like.
I feel like that's a cop out. I feel like that's a cop out.
You think so?
Hell yeah. Because every time I done been like super duper fucked up, 100,000% I done thought about it. Mm. But it's like every time. You know for 1,000% you like, boy, if I was sober, I'm not feeling like this. That liquor really bring the demon out you.
Yeah.
Like, that's why they call alcohol spirits, because that shit will really bring something out of you, boy.
Oh, yeah.
But it's like...
Look at all the crime that's made. Imagine how many people was off of drugs and alcohol and hella shit. Like, people commit the craziest crimes off of being under the influence. Like, if you really think about that.
That's true.
Like, murders and like anything you can think of. Like, they're under the influence while doing that. No one can do that shit sober. 100%. No one can do that shit sober.
And it's like, how come the statistics won't show how many of those people is white? But they always want to put people of color in the fucking
negative. The headlines, for sure.
That's,
they want it to be known.
They tell you how many niggas is shooting each other, but they won't tell you that all fucking serial killers and fucking high school shooters is white folks.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
That's just how, you know, this country's brought
up. That's fucking America, bro. I ain't gonna lie. I gotta piss hella bad.
Alright.
Hope you guys enjoyed Cypher Sum. I have plenty of content on the way. Check out Forella Galleria on Instagram. This is a new segment I'm adding to Let's Talk Forella, but I just wanted to give insight and feedback and perspective on certain topics and point of views from everybody's life. I hope you guys enjoy the beat because we worked really hard on it. Shouts out to Little Uzi Squirt.